Welcome, everybody, to the Wrestling Informer, back once again on your Friday. I'm Cav Manning. I am from the Lingus Mafia podcast. All of my nonsense is at Lingus Mafia on Twitter or X, and you could also search for the wrestling show that I do with Fausty Walnuts. That is Wrestle Lingus Show. Three different words. Just type that in wherever you fit your podcasts, and we give you your WWE and your AEW. So, Billy, I wouldn't say Billy's not here, but the show is recorded. The show is done. Me and Billy have done the Wrestling Informer. And what we're going to release for the Freebirds here, because all of this stuff is either at thedirtysheets.com for the people who have Android to listen to it, and also it will be on Apple. If you are a subscriber, you can get in and listen to everything. What I'm going to tell you is what is on that show, and then I'm going to give you a part of the show that we did at the end where we talk a little bit about Darby Allin. And then we get into the voting for Miss Lingus that is coming up. It's about 8 years we've done this where everybody gets to vote for the hottest chick in wrestling. It's our March Madness, and we tell you where you can go to get in on that. So we have some banter at the end of the show where Billy gives his opinions on who he thinks is going to win. He gives a bold opinion who he thinks is going to win for the next 3 years. The Darby conversation is pretty funny because of him doing Mount Everest. So you guys will hear that in just a moment. I wanted to let you know what is on the Wrestling Informer before you go into that. Not a big weeks coming here with the news because of Mania season. What happens is things are pretty much locked in and you're not going to get any crazy news until closer to the date where you will then find out who should be winning things, and that will be something that Billy will report on. But we do go over the contract situation of Drew, and it is fun to watch Billy walk a tightrope because of his relationship, quote-unquote, with Drew, and because he does not get his information from Drew. As much as you will want to say, I know that's you're saying this, so, you know, he doesn't get in trouble with this or that. He doesn't get information from Drew, I could promise you. The whole Royal Rumble where Drew won, Billy was never told by Drew. Billy didn't fucking know, I don't think, who was going to win that Rumble because we were trying to find out. And the fact of it was is that Drew didn't know he was even winning it until, like, right beforehand they told him. Like, all right, you're going out there. Here's what's going to go on. So he has some contract information, and it's fun to watch him walk the tightrope on what's going on with the contract because he didn't get it from Drew, and he doesn't want people to think he got it from Drew. So you just have to take my word, at least, that he's not getting any information from Drew. Drew keeps that shit pretty close to the vest and is not going to be telling a guy who he knows does reporting, even though it's a friend of his and can trust that it won't be put out there. You just never know because this is Billy's business. It's what he puts out there. So it's hard to say, well, here's my stuff. Just don't say anything when something's juicy. So he kind of just stays away from it anyway. So we get the whole rundown on Drew's contract, the possibility of has it been extended? Has it not been extended? How you will know if it is extended? That is a lot of conversation in this. And going through when Drew's contract is actually up, because it is not up when most people's contracts do expire, because most people's contracts end pretty much all around the same time. There's like two different spots, and he gives a reason why Drew's isn't on the time that you would think it is. Also, we go into another contract, and that is for Okada and what happened in AEW. And how much Okada has signed for, which I have opinions about, and I have a pretty bold prediction, which I like to say, okay, well, it's really reaching for me to say, you know, this is going to put, you know, something out of business or anything like that. But when you hear how much, and I'm sure you guys have all read how much he's kind of getting, but Billy has it down to where this is how much he's getting. And what the company spends per week on all the things they got to do, lighting and, you know, renting out and all this kind of stuff and paying people, and how much the company spends per year, opposed to how much it makes and how much it brings in. So how long can they do this before something has to give? Because if you are spending $100 a week and you are making $50 a week, there's going to be a problem. So just inflate that by a lot and you will know what I'm talking about. So we are going to get into right here a little bit of the show, where we go over, like I said, Darby Allin first. The first words you hear out of Billy will be what you expect out of the mouth of Billy. He will not disappoint you right off the bat. And then also going into, if you want to participate in the voting for Miss Lingus, our March Madness, I go through it all there. But to give you a little quick rundown, if you are on my Patreon, which is patreon.com/LingusMafia, and you get all my shows on there, videos, everything like that, as little as $5, you could sign up. They get the first dibs on whittling down 80 women to the top 16. Once the top 16 are decided, then anyone can join in the voting. Anybody who is not on Patreon, it doesn't matter. If you want to vote, all you have to do is contact us on X at two different Twitters. You can go to Lingus Mafia and DM us there, or you can go to @MissLingus, DM us there, or you could email us at lingusmafia@gmail.com. And all you got to do is say, I went in for Miss Lingus. You will be mailed your ballot. It will not be like a bracket where you know who is going against who. It will be a bunch of different votes, and it will be, some will be ghosts, some will be real. You will not know, because at the end, we don't even know. We have one guy doing this, and at the end, we will be revealing it on a show. We will have a whole Miss Lingus show where we go through the brackets, and we will say, this many votes for this person, this many votes for this person, this one advances. And we'll go on and on, and we will not even know until that show. We explain it coming up. So enjoy the show. Sign up to hear the entire show, like I said, at thedirtysheets.com or on your Apple. Subscribe. Just hit it there, too, and you can listen to the entire show. It's for only those two contract things, it's still like a 45-minute show. So we give you what you like. That's it for Mr. Billy Body. I'm Cab Manning. Talk to you next time. Enjoy.
I think it'd be so funny if he died climbing Mount Everest. I really would. Like,
imagine, you know what? It's not out of the realm. It really isn't. I mean, people die doing that, and it's not like he's some mountain climber.
No.
It's very, very possible. He doesn't have any fat on him to keep him warm.
I've seen things where she's a fucking weirdo as well, where she went on a date with him and he fucking ate some, I've seen this video where she said he ate some fucking chili to impress her with like his farts or some shit. I can't remember what.
And it worked.
I need to find this fucking, this thing where they went out on a date.
Oh, he probably banged her in the ass afterwards too.
Yeah, no, she's a weirdo too. Like, I need to tell. I'm not explaining.
Yeah. Unbelievable. This is unreal. Well, that is it for your Wrestling Informer this week. Hope you enjoyed it. A lot of information Billy gave everybody here, and that's why you guys tune in to the number one source in your pro wrestling. You want to win some real sports betting and also WWE betting too, and that's coming up. That would be at lockbetting.com. His Twitter is @LockBettingX. You can go to DirtySheets.com as well for all the news and the write-ups, as well as being able to, if you have an Android, listen to the shows. And if you are an Apple person, it just pops up on your phone and you will hit the subscribe and bang, you're able to listen. All of my stuff, you could just go to @LingusMafia on Twitter. We are having the Miss Lingus is coming up, Billy. So you will be involved in voting. I will be sending you. We will have a new way of doing it. So right now, all the people on Patreon are whittling down 80 participants to 16. Anyone who is on my Patreon for as little as $5 gets to whittle down the 80 to 16. And then the 16 will be what everyone gets to vote on, whether you're in Patreon or not.
I'm calling it right now.
Okay.
I think that Tiffany Stratton is going to three-peat like the Kansas City Chiefs. That there's going to be the same that she's going to win from 24, 25, and 26. I'm calling the next three because she's getting fucking pushed to the moon.
Yeah.
She's being turned babyface when she's got no fucking babyface characteristics at all. and it's literally a case of men just saying, we want to fuck her that badly.
Yeah.
Like she's competent in the ring. She's good in the ring.
Sure.
And now people are looking at that and thinking, she can go. She looks like a fucking hoe. Like, let's get behind her 100%. And that's gonna reflect on your voting.
Liv is always in the very top finals, like she's been the last few years, and she's made it once.
She's better Liv in the ring. She's better at Liv on the
mic. I don't know. I mean, it depends on how people vote, too.
She's sexier than Liv.
I mean, yeah, it's you got that like pedophile. Not work rate, you know?
You got that pedophile audience. That's the problem with your thing.
No. Well, that was, when they went Alexa Bliss. Yeah, that one. Well, Alexa's not in this year because she's been gone pretty much the whole year, and neither is Carmella. Those are two big names that are not in. And, of course, Mandy is not in, and neither is Charlie because they're not in the company anymore in wrestling.
Yeah, but Liv still falls under that category, I believe. I mean, there's obviously she basically is dressing as a schoolgirl with a really short skirt.
A little bit, yeah.
So that's what she is.
I think the face goes a long way because it's not like she has implants. She has no tits. So it's not like people are going, oh, there's tits, you know. So her face is worked for her.
And that's again why I think that Tiffany.
She paid for her advancement.
Right. But I mean, the thing is that when I watch AEW, it's so odd because it does play into what I say about this thing where I say that if your character's over or if people are like behind you, then that helps, because it's never worked out in this competition for Anna Jay, because Anna Jay has never been pushed as a performer, or she's never had a sexy character on TV or anything, so it does hurt. Like, whereas now when everybody's behind Tiffany and you have the look and you have the boob job, I think it's going to lead to years and years of winning. And I thought that Scarlett would be pushed, but unfortunately she got behind a man who's a fucking bum, who can't fucking, you know, talk or win matches or anything. So she backed the wrong horse for sure. So that's going to affect her because she had the look and everything. But it does help, I believe, if you're actually wrestling. So
Sky has a chance too. Sky might get up there too.
Sky Blue.
Yeah.
Nah, I just don't. And nobody from AEW will get in the top four.
And I also think, too, WWE is more of a front runner because it's more known. Like, I don't know if I don't think I have anybody from TNA in there because who do you know?
Yeah, I mean.
And even NXT, it's like there's a couple where you go that Henley chick who's good looking, but who knows her, you know? Like, Tiffany wouldn't have won last year because nobody knew her.
I mean, Nikita Lyons and especially Cora Jade.
Yeah,
Cora
she's Jade in there. She's in there.
She's fucking, like, sitting at home with Punk. They got injured together. Like,
injured himself on purpose.
She's like, oh, do you want to have main event WrestleMania or do you want to sit at home with me for 6 months? It's like, oh, what can we both... come up with something so that we can... Yeah, like he tells his wife, "I'm going to rehab. I'm rehabbing overnight this week."
And yeah, some cardio too. Oh God! Yeah. So yeah, if you guys want to get in on that, either DM at Lingus Mafia, DM at Miss Lingus, or email us at lingusmafia@gmail.com and just say, I want in on the Miss Lingus, and you will get your ballot sent to you. And that's it. You don't need to be on Patreon unless you want to whittle down the entire roster. It's like we have a computer program that is you rank from 1 to 80. And so whoever the top 16 people who get the most amount of points, those are the ones that are getting into the tournament. So it's like you'll have a scrap pile at the bottom, but then that tighter 16 is going to be a lot of different votes. So if you guys want to get on that, it's as little as $5 to get you in, and you get all the pay-per-view reviews and yada yada. So that is it, kids. We will be back next week with another episode. I'm Cab Manning for Billy Body. We'll see you next time.